The Board of Health met on Monday, just about the same time that the health department announced that the third case of a COVID variant in Utah, known as the UK variant, has appeared in Summit County. Below said the local case is a young female under 30. He said the UK variant is believed to be more contagious than other COVID strains, but it is not more deadly. The county's announcement also said the currently available vaccines are considered effective against this strain. Updating the basic numbers, Below said the county has had 7 deaths. The most recent this past week was a Camas Valley resident who died while under treatment in Salt Lake. The county has a total of 4,600 cases during the pandemic, 140 hospitalizations, and 454 14-day case counts. He said he's not surprised but very happy to see the case counts decline following the surge around Christmas and New Year's. It's actually a statewide trend that appeared before the local decline.
We, as a state, began that decline phase actually almost a week, actually a little bit more than a week before Summit County and Wasatch County did. So I'm thrilled with the data. We entered that plateau period and then a decline period. Maybe even at least as important is our current positivity rate. Compared to surrounding counties and compared to the state, we're doing really well in Summit County. And in fact, yesterday's rate was under 9% positivity. It's been a heck of a long time since we've been that low.
Still, he said the case numbers are more than they want. Summit and most counties in Utah are still listed in the high transmission index. Below said the case numbers are still being driven by small gatherings, and the precautions of masks, social distancing, and hand washing are still recommended. Below said he hasn't seen a surge since MLK Day. Attendees at the meeting wondered if there will be an impact from the upcoming Super Bowl or Valentine's Day. It's also the case their hospital spaces are maxed out. He pointed to a recent policy from the Park City Medical Center.
They are sending some individuals home that they would normally, under typical conditions, they would hospitalize. And they send them home with home monitoring equipment. It is safe. It is a proven technique. But it is also an indication that the hospitals are pretty much maxed out. The falling rates, obviously, are a good sign. But as we've talked about before, when you look at a rate, it's a few weeks down the road before it hits a hospital. And that's both on the increasing hospital utilization and the decreasing hospital utilization. So we would hope that if those trends of new cases continue to decline, we would also see a decline in hospitalization.
Concerning vaccinations, Below said he was incredibly happy to report they have received a one-time shipment of 900 doses. He said those will all be in arms by the end of the week. County officials have said they're using up what they get. They're also hoping in time they will receive 600 or 700 doses a week. The county announced that as of last Friday, registration was over for the priority groups, which included non-hospital medical workers, first responders, and teachers. They made it clear, though, activity will continue well into February as those group members that have registered are going to their appointments and getting shots. But Below said the priority now will be residents over 70, and recipients in that age group will have to be residents of Summit County. The state policy for the previous groups was that non-county residents, often local employees, could get shots here. Below said that was actually a net gain because there were more cases where Summit County residents got vaccinations outside of the county. Below said that recently Utah has improved its performance in terms of vaccine delivery.
Utah has been called out for the delays in delivering vaccines, and we've been called out on the national news. Since local health departments ramped up the effort to deliver these vaccines, we've moved from about 40th in the nation to 7th. We are currently 7th among states from the time we deliver, time we receive vaccines to when we deliver them. Our health district is tied with Salt Lake for being the second highest vaccine rate per capita in the state of Utah.
The top ranking goes to San Juan County, which has a lower population, with many residents served there by the Navajo Reservation Medical System. The manager for the local vaccine operation, Nursing Supervisor Derek Moss, was asked how long it will take to vaccinate the county's over 70 population.
Based on my current forecasts, if we average 400 a week, which is what we were averaging prior to this week, we're about 2 months out before we get through this population. If we can increase that to 600 a week, we're approximately 5 weeks out, and that's effective today, effective this week. And if we could get that up to 700 a week, which is hopefully where we're going to be forecasted going forward, then it'll be 4 weeks until we get through this population. The plan's not to completely get all the way through this group before we open up the next group, but to at least get most of the way.
The staff also told Health Board Chairman Chris Cherniak that if a person tests positive, they won't get a vaccine for at least 90 days.
That's important. That's an important point. So if you're a 70 plus group and tomorrow you get tested positive, you're out of the loop for 90 days.
Well, we wouldn't want to give it to them while they were actively sick anyway. Yeah, that would be contraindicated.
And the logic behind that is, Chris, that there is some level of immunity with a positive COVID. And the estimates are that that immunity lasts at least 90 days.
Finally, Bellow said they're expecting the state will receive increased supplies by the end of March, though that said with fingers crossed since they've been disappointed before. If the prediction is correct, doses could be making their way to hospitals, doctors' clinics, and pharmacies. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.